Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 for the hour. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and what's my book? Third ingredient, the number three, the third ingredient. Caleb Barlow is here, President and Chief Executive Officer at Synergist Tech. We're talking about the cyber threats that you're facing right now, whether you know it or not. Earlier in the previous segment, Caleb talked to us about what we need to be doing to take care of ourselves when we're working from home, which I think, Caleb, is going to become more prevalent than ever before. It was moving in that direction, but this COVID-19 thing accelerated that probably 5 to 10 years.
You're never getting the genie back in the bottle.
No, that's right.
Right. I mean, nobody's going back to sit in the car for 2 hours in a commute.
Well, also,
this,
the
right?
CEO on the other end is saying, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent. That's another thing. That's
exactly.
So let's go over to the cyber hackers. I told you about some cities that I know that have gotten hit for three big ones, and they know they were able to find out where the hack came in. They actually roamed around inside their system for about a month before they dropped the hammer, and they had to pay them. And the thing is they took them several days. Maybe it took a couple of weeks to get their system back after they paid it. So this gets ugly. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the story you were telling me is pretty classic in this, right? You know, so just to give you some numbers here, in 2018, you know, this is from the FBI, there were about 1,500 cases of ransomware reported in North America. That's probably about doubled by now. Average payment, well over $300,000. So, you know, ask yourself this, right?
But not for small,
you know, you're
companies,
a small business.
Right. I mean, they're not asking that. They know they can't get that out of small companies.
Oh, hell no. They're absolutely going to get that out of a small company. Let's say you're a real estate agent, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're locked up in the middle of processing a couple of transactions. You've got two choices. You can pay them or you're not getting your data back. And what's your data worth? And they don't care. If they don't give you your data back, they'll just go on to the next victim. But no, absolutely. And the new thing they're going to do, Jim, is if you don't pay them, they're not only going to lock up your data, they're going to start to publish it, and they're going to extort you for it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So, yeah, it unfortunately can hit a small business just like it hit a big business.
One of the things I was pointing out is that if you've got your data backed up in a cloud, if you've got it off in a peripheral, they're not going to get to that. So you can switch over to another box and go back to work. That's one thing. But if they publish your data, that's a whole other thing, isn't it? Because they're not just blocking
you. That's a whole
other
ballgame. They're
not just blocking you.
And even the cloud isn't 100%, right? I mean, you want to have multiple copies of your data in multiple places. But in addition to that, you know, here's the other side of it, right? What data are you storing? Do you really need that data?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Do you need data on a customer you haven't serviced in 12 years?
Right.
Because it's one thing that, oh, you know, maybe I need it. Maybe I'll go look up those plans mm-hmm. from way back then. But what happens if you lose it? Like, what's going to be the penalty if you lose that data and the reputational loss? So I think you got to look at it in two ways. One, make sure you're protecting the data you need, but get rid of the data you don't. Purge it. It's a nuclear asset.
It's another reason why when you buy a new computer, if you'll do that, you don't have to pay an extra $300 for 512 gig hard drive. You can buy the 256.
I guess that's one way to look at it for sure, right?
Yeah.
Clean your room.
Yeah.
You know, clean the stuff up.
Yeah. So when one of the things that I've been predicting that I haven't seen happen yet, but maybe you have, you know, back in the 90s, we got quality letters, meaning if you can't show us how you can handshake with our ISO 9000, you can't be our vendor partner. And then we had the 9/11, I mean, the Y2K. Letters that say if you can't show us how you want to, you know, you can't do business with. Then there was the climate change sustainability letter. I'm expecting people to start getting cybersecurity letters from their big customers. What do you think?
So I think you're spot on, and let me tell you where it's going to happen first. So there's a major initiative right now being led in the U.S. government for military procurement on the unclassified but sensitive side. So there's 300,000 small businesses, well, mostly small businesses, that provide everything from a part to catering to the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. All of them, starting this year, are going to have a third-party assessment of their security posture.
Wow.
So a third party is going to go in, a company like mine, and validate, you know, what is your security posture? Where do you stand? Are there things you need to do? And here's the difference this time is it's going to have some teeth. Mm-hmm. If you can't certify at a certain level of maturity, you're not going to win that military contract.
You can't even bid the RFP.
Correct.
This is early, right?
But here's the thing I want all your small businesses to realize. If the U.S. government goes there, which, by the way, I think this is a great next step because we really need some assurances here on security. Mm-hmm. What that means is other industries are probably going to follow over the next 4 or 5 years.
Well,
right?
because those other industries have government contracts, too. If they're not 100%, they do some business.
Exactly. Yeah.
So last thoughts as we wrap up this segment.
I think, look, the world has changed. You really need to think of security in a new way. Make sure that laptop you're using at home for work is just used for work. Get a VPN. Shore up your passwords. And realize your home network is now your work network. So keep it clean.
And I will say, folks, if you have a reputable one of the major cybersecurity companies that help you with your security, it probably offers a VPN as part of their service. So check that out first.
Absolutely.
And maybe buy one on top of it.
If you got problems, give me a call and we'll help you figure it out.
Synergist Tech is his company. CY Synergist Tech.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.